Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're grinding out bicep curls, or muscling the couch across the living room, crushing morning miles, or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, Smoothie King has fuel to help you maximize your workouts, own your recovery, and elevate your game. Give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs with a lineup of delicious smoothies made to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.
Hey everyone, my name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories I've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. In today's episode, we are celebrating Thanksgiving. We discuss the origin of the turkey and ear of corn, we play the ABCs of gratitude, and we find out how Thea thaved Thanksgiving. Stick around, subscribe on iTunes, and live tweet as you listen with hashtag Psychobabble.
Tyler.
Corey.
Corny.
Feeling a little corny this morning?
Yes.
Did you wake up feeling corny?
I feel the most corny with a K. My sleeve is falling out.
When do you feel especially corny?
Well, my friends.
Are we having the same conversation?
Or do you mean corny or right now? Because I'm dressed as a corn.
I was asking as a. Never mind.
Which is it? What were you asking? Nobody knows.
You're giving me all that and a bag of potato chips.
The show All That?
Remember when people would say all that and a bag of potato chips?
I would just say a bag of chips.
Oh.
All that and a bag of chips.
Sometimes
you want a Dorito. You don't necessarily want a potato chip.
Sure.
Sometimes you need corn.
Right. Well, that's like when people...
I brought it back to corn.
Okay. Well, that's like when people ask for... a Coke, but they say what kind of Coke, and
God.
You say, oh, a Dr. Pepper, you know.
If anyone ever did that to me.
I'm not saying it's right. I'm saying it's just what people do. It's what lovers do. Oh, I never tied my head on.
Oh.
If you're not watching. My head didn't just roll
off. If you're not
off.
Watching, Tyler often has to tie his head on. Otherwise, he would lose it.
That is truth-sit.
Truth-sit.
So, Corey, happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you.
Now, we're not going to celebrate the mass genocide, but we are going to...
Celebrate eating?
Celebrate eating.
Okay. Yeah. And celebrate being thankful.
Yeah.
And celebrate by being dressed as corn and a chicken. Are you a chicken?
I'm a turkey. Though, it doesn't really go with my... If I were really be... Wow, I can't
I was going to say either way, you're foul.
Oh, go off.
Do you get it?
Yeah, well, unfortunately.
That's like a foul's like a bird.
It's not really accurate to how my family celebrates holidays because we're...
Because we should be dressed as manicotti.
Yes. If you had a manicotti costume, I would be... My mom would recognize it as a Thanksgiving episode.
Would you
turkey?
Turkey goes with a side of a...
Do you remember when we tried to host our own Thanksgiving in San Francisco?
I really do. The first year?
It was dreadful. It was Corey. You got two bangs peeking out of your corn, and it's not cute. That boy could lose some bangs.
That corn could use some bangs.
You know how corn has hairs?
The little baby hairs.
The baby hairs?
Yes.
You could really, I wonder if anybody's ever taken as many as they could and made a wig out of it. Corn wig.
At first I thought you were going to say a nest, and I was like, yeah, that'd be a good nest. But
no.
Then I was like, you're right, a corn hair wig would be great.
Yeah. It looks like Trump's hair, honestly.
On the next season of Drag Race? With our corn hair?
No! I thought you were going to say on The Amazing Race.
No. Like, with a corn wig.
I know, but The Amazing Race, we did our own wigs.
I was thinking...
What were you thinking?
I was thinking of, like, three seasons of Drag Race. You know there's just going to be a drag queen that's, like, one of the kids these days, and now they're a drag queen, and their name's just Big Mood.
No. No!
You know how people are like, that's a mood.
Please welcome to the stage, Big Mood.
I'm like, it's only a...
I hate
It's
that.
Only a year away from some, like, Tumblr kid going on Drag Race
Girl,
and being named
Tumblr
Big
kids
Mood
are on it right now.
And being called Big Mood.
Girl, that's like Big Ange or Big Frida. Are you familiar? Big Ange is dead.
No.
Yes.
Well, I'm not thankful for that.
No. Go off. anyway, so happy Thanksgiving. Remember when we tried to make a turkey and then Grippers didn't cook the turkey?
It was a little undercooked.
And then our friend Lulu brought a persimmon to the potluck.
No, he brought and lumpia.
I was like, this
That's
Thanksgiving
That's how his
sucks.
Family celebrates Thanksgiving. Sorry, not everyone has manicotti.
Yeah.
Also, why does your mom say mancotti?
Because you have
is that
to
a
recognize.
Manicotti?
She's just, she's not... Also, I was talking to my dad yesterday, Todd.
Yep.
And he goes, I said, what are you doing this week? I said, oh, we're recording the podcast in the morning. He goes, call me up. Get me on. I'm like, what?
No, we're not that desperate.
Yeah.
Was it like we're dressed like corn in a turkey?
Well, when I walked on set today,
I did think, bottom of the barrel.
I did think we've peaked here. This is it. Corey, what are you doing over there? You're scrolling around. I see your fingers going.
I was looking up how to spell manicotti so that I could tell your mom that there's an extra syllable that she leaves out.
Well, do you expect you know when her you had to do things right?
You know when you had to do syllables in school and you had to...
Manicotti.
Yeah.
We would clap.
Manicotti, your mom.
No. First of all, even if it's
your mom's
manicotti,
like, manicotti.
That would, I feel like, why did we have to do that? What class was teaching us to clap with syllables?
I learned that in second
grade. Manicotti.
In second grade, I remember being
that's like on the,
Corey.
That's like on the Broad City episode where they do shrooms. And she's like, why are you doing this to me? Why wouldn't you not tell me that I cannot?
I mean, I think that's how they learned syllables.
It was funny.
Yeah. So then we ate a raw turkey at our first Thanksgiving.
I didn't eat it.
All I wanted to do was watch every episode of the Thanksgiving Friends and hang out with my friends.
Okay.
I've still never got to host the Thanksgiving that I wanted to host.
Well, bitch, there's still time.
And I have candy cane striped wine glasses that I want to use for a Christmas party that I still have never hosted.
You know what I'm doing this year?
Secret Santa?
No, hell no. You know I hate gifts.
Yeah.
I am doing a Christmas party and I'm going to have Scott perform a song.
Really?
Mitch performance? I'm gonna ask all my friends to.
You have a budget for that?
Yes. I'm at my home.
That's what I mean.
You
a private party with the super fruit performing?
I'm gonna tell all my friends to prepare one Christmas song, and then everyone's gonna do not everyone, but like the talented people.
This is like when we were kids. My grandparents used to make us do. Yeah. They'd make us do a talent show to get our present from them,
and it was fear.
I hated
your grandparents. Sound like shit.
I read a poem one year. People would do puppet shows.
We would have to sing carols for my great grandma.
No.
And we would all have it would all be printed out and I'd be like, "Girl, she can't even hear us, no offense." But
my grandpa would also make us sing on the stage Christmas songs in front at the
what
Jackson at the Michigan
have?
Theater.
No. That Michigan Theater where I got scared.
We'd have to sing Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Well, I guess people really do skip over Thanksgiving and go right to Christmas.
No. There I was the day after Halloween, and I was at the Grove, and they were already putting up the Christmas tree. I thought, how dare?
But they just finally put it up last night because we heard the fireworks.
They did the official turn on the lights.
Oh. I wonder if San Francisco has that at their downtown area.
Yeah.
When I was dealing with all my computer drama, I had to go walk by the big Christmas tree in the ice skating in San Francisco, Union Square.
I sure hope there's a point to that.
What if they put a big turkey on top of the tree until Thanksgiving
was
over?
There you go. You did something with that story.
So
is my head leaning forward?
Your beak's blocking your face, but your nose usually is.
What does my gobble do?
What? That's called a gobble.
Gobble do.
No. What's it called?
A goblet.
No. It's called
a gizzard. A lizard. A gizmo.
A gobble.
Gobbler. Anyway. So, Corey, I would say we should do the origin of Thanksgiving like we did the origin of Halloween.
It says the thing, yeah, we really should, but it says the thing hanging off a turkey's neck is called a snood.
No. A snood is
the
red
fleshy bit hanging off a turkey's beak is called a snood. Not to be confused with a waddle.
What is a waddle?
The fleshy bits under the neck. That Richard the lawyer on Ally McBeal fetishized.
Ally McBeal.
Why is there a
My dad and my stepbrother would always watch Ally McBeal, and I thought, no. With the dancing baby, I just couldn't. That seemed like straight culture before I could recognize it as straight culture.
The dancing baby my mom loved.
Cool. Anyway.
When a male turkey is strutting, the snood engorges with blood, and it extends to hang down over the beak.
Cool.
Oh, maybe that's the nose thing. I guess we don't know.
It's leaning. Anyway, Corey.
Do they knows?
So are we doing the origin of Thanksgiving like we did the origin of Halloween?
Yeah.
But we should rewrite the origin to what it should be because the real origin.
This gets a little dark.
Dark.
A lot dark.
You know what? The history of America is dark and we need to accept that.
Well, yeah. Why don't we tell the story of how the corn and the turkey got to the table?
I prefer that. Yes, bitch. So.
There.
They.
Were.
Just.
Hungry.
And
looking
good.
Is this about us?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Period.
And you can start a sentence with and.
And then. Oh, sorry. Then.
They,
What? Thea? What do you mean, Thea? Thea.
Thea was their friend. That's her name, Thea.
Thea.
Mm-hmm.
Scolded
each
turkey.
Why would you scold
a turkey?
You need to be in my brain. Who would ever scold
because
a turkey?
Because one turkey's going to see the scolding and rise to the occasion. It's me.
What's the scolding? Like, you got in trouble?
I don't know. I'm just doing what you're giving to me.
I just need clarification if you mean scolding or scalding.
Scolding.
Like, they got in trouble or like Thea they burned them?
Thea scolded the turkeys.
Okay. Who's Thea?
You brought Thea into this. I am the one that has to deal with this garbage. I haven't even gotten to the husk.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Thea.
Why is Thea gotta be here? Scolded
the
turkeys
and
corn
together.
I hate this story. You really give me nothing. And now this is the real truth.
So what you did was you ruined Thanksgiving.
You ruined Thanksgiving.
Your family is known for
ruining
Thanksgiving.
Once we say it, we can't take it back. So you really have to think through.
Okay.
Before you bring Thea into this.
Gosh, do you think there's someone out there named Thea right now listening, thinking,
If there's a market, there's a Thea.
I've really
and you know it.
I've really made it. Thea has done it.
Okay, so Thea scolded the turkeys
well,
and
Thea
the corn.
Thea is the queen of Thanksgiving.
Well, let's get there. Don't jump ahead.
Sorry. She scolded the turkey and the corn.
As
they
got
together
with
the
queen
of
Thanksgiving,
Thea. Why did you just took it so far back to the beginning?
Jesus, you're making me sweat.
As they got together
with the queen of Thanksgiving, Thea, they
then
decided
that
it
should
be
called
Thanksgiving.
Because
they,
Thea,
don't tell me what to say, especially if it's Thea. Because what? Thea. I said Thea.
Really?
Loves
the
word
Thanksgiving. That's why
you're so bad at this game.
That's why she named it Thanksgiving because she thought I really love the word Thanksgiving.
So what's the point of the turkey and the
Thea.
Corn? Tell me why the turkey and the corn.
Her name's Thea, and she loves words that start with TH like her name. Thea loves Thanksgiving.
Too much.
Yes.
Too much backstory.
Does. So.
Then.
Thea.
Stop bringing Thea.
I think this story is about Thea.
It's about the corn and the turkey.
Yeah, she's going to invent us now. Then, Thea.
Someone just left. Don't give him that.
So then, Thea. Thea.
Invented.
Thanksgiving by.
You suck at this.
Maybe you should pick the first word.
It ain't Thea.
Wow. I love Thea's probably the next Disney princess if you think about it.
If you think about it. You're really making me sweat right now.
So
then
they I don't know who they
killed
off
Thea.
Who did?
Two words.
Who
did
kill
her?
Is
the
question
you
and
I
wondered
suddenly.
Is this a new sentence?
Yes.
Suddenly, Thea.
No!
She came back from
no!
the dead.
Was
back
from the dead.
From the
dead.
Yes. Oh, thank God. Thank Thea for coming back to life. Is that the whole story, you think? You really think there's more? You?
That's a different story than the story we were trying to tell.
Oh. Why did you bring up Thea?
I'm gonna just kill you. I'm gonna kill you.
The turkey ate the corn. Classic turkey.
Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is Sock Fancy. Now, y'all, the holidays are here, which means it is time to get your butt in gear and get your shopping list done. And Sock Fancy makes the perfect gift. Sock Fancy delivers awesomely random socks every single month, and they carefully curate each subscription from their large selection of premium cotton blend socks. Getting a subscription is so easy. You can sign people up for a 3-month, 6-month, 9-month, or a year-long subscription, and Sock Fancy will handle the rest. So, the time is now. Just go to sockfancy.com/psychobabble and enter promo code psychobabble at checkout, and you're going to get an extra pair of socks added to any subscription for free. Again, that is sockfancy.com/psychobabble. You're going to get a free pair added to your subscription when you enter the code psychobabble at checkout. Thank you so much to Sock Fancy for sponsoring this episode. We love you here at the podcast. Go get your new socks, y'all.
Wow. Anyway, so what do you think Beyonce's doing for Thanksgiving? God, I need to
She's definitely telling Blue Ivy the story of Thea.
I need to find Thea on Twitter eventually.
You know there's gonna be a Thea.
A Thea fan account. We'll spell Thea for the people.
Theya. Thea.
Yeah, like Thea. Makes sense.
This is truly Thanksgiving.
It was really called Thea's Giving, when people just got lazy and changed it to Thanksgiving.
Well, that's like
so now they say what they're thankful for, but they should really be saying thank you to Thea.
No, my friend group has Thanksgiving.
Yeah, what's the origin of the Thanksgiving?
The origin was there was a typo in the email.
Mm.
Instead of a K, they put a Z. So now it's lived on 13 years.
The K is nowhere even near the Z on the keyboard. How did they do
that? That's what you find upsetting. Yeah. In this whole day that we've experienced together.
You think maybe they slipped the finger from the A to the Z?
I have seen somebody recently do this.
Or no.
Yeah. I thought, what?
You know your friend who's missing a finger at the first knuckle?
It's down to here.
Okay. We were discussing which
finger. I hope this story's not ableist.
We were discussing which finger we would lose if we had to lose one. And I said, might be my middle finger. And everyone said, you'd never be able to type.
Typing is already a doozy. I said, I would get rid of, I mean, for typing issues.
You don't push with your middle finger, do
you? I often use a semicolon.
What are you? I guess I don't really type with it.
I'm thankful for all of my digits.
Did you want to play the ABCs of thankfulness?
Sure.
You have to say something that starts with the letter A that you're thankful for.
Apple computers. Wow. Apple products.
Wow.
I really am thankful. Am I not allowed to be thankful for things like that?
I'm thankful for Beyonce.
Oh, we're going back and forth? Another back and forth?
Are you
going
to go to B or C?
I hope I have T.
I hope I have T. Only one way to find out who's got it.
Okay, so you said Beyonce?
Yeah.
I'm going to say cock.
I'm gonna say dill pickles.
Why am I taking this game seriously and you're not?
You don't think I'm thankful for dill pickles? They're delicious.
Okay.
So, and I found out over the weekend, zero calories.
No way, Jose.
I think so.
So much sodium. Outrageous.
It was not a gherkin, but a...
Once I had a whole jar and it kind of left me shaky.
It was one of those jars that had little pickles in it, and it also came with a thing to pull up the pickles so you didn't have to get your fingers
like
in.
Like a ring cleaner.
Yes.
I used to be... You want to know something fun
you
about me?
You used to be the ring cleaner?
Of my home. I would go around, and I would take inventory of whose rings I was cleaning, whose jewelry.
You would clean the people's jewelry.
Yeah, because
in your
house. We had a cylinder with a thing like that pickle thing. You put it on the shelf, and then you and clean it. And then I would say one gold ring. Here you are.
Whose ring was it?
All the girls in the house.
Wow.
This was before
I didn't
we really
have
broke
sisters.
Gender roles.
I didn't have sisters.
You wouldn't understand.
My brothers weren't big jewelry wearers. Well, that's a lie. They loved those like chain bracelets and necklets that the skaters wore.
Yeah, but you can't wash. A WWJD and that type of...
It wasn't WWJD. It was like the ball-bearing bracelet.
Imagine it.
We had the studded belts from Hot Topic,
I need you to focus. Let's get back to the game.
You started telling the ring cleaning story.
I'm thankful for my eyeballs. I am.
F.
Love mine.
Thankful for friends. Oh, yeah. But I also love fun.
Oh.
So like, I pick fun. Fun's my answer.
G. Mm-hmm. I'm thankful for my gayness.
Wow.
Yeah.
H. I'm really thankful for the movie Harry and the Hendersons.
I have never seen that.
It's a great film.
I think I prefer Harriet the Spy.
Nah.
Rosie O'Donnell's best work.
Really?
Well, yeah.
I think it's your turn.
Not much.
Are you going to just start back at the elevator or at the top of the alphabet every time?
Did I? Have I?
You've been like, hey,
I'm I.
Yeah,
Internet.
Wow. Duh.
I'm taking this game seriously. I'm giving genuine answers.
Jay.
You wouldn't understand.
I'm
Harry and the Hendersons.
Jay, jalapeno poppers. Delicious.
From Arby's?
Yeah.
Yeah. ABC. K. I'm thankful for Corey.
Oh my god!
I really am. Wow.
I sure hope I don't really get the
tea. T really is gonna be a doozy if it's yours because you gotta make a choice. You bitch. Okay, wait. So,
L, I'm thankful for love.
Girl.
Everyone needs love in their life this holiday season.
How
are
my bangs looking?
Thankful that I don't have to see your bangs.
Okay, L. ABC.
Oh my god. M.
Thankful for.
Wow. You're great at this. Just gotta go quick.
I'm just trying to think about what I like in my life. Monster, the Lady Gaga song that should have been a single.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And nighttime. Sometimes it's fun in the dark. Just like, have you ever been outside at night?
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
CBA. Oh.
Oh. Oh, I am thankful for
Oprah.
I am thankful for Oprah.
Oprah?
But don't tell me what to say. But yeah, Oprah.
Pizza. That's what I'm thankful for.
Q. I'm thankful for
see how bad you are at this game?
Q?
You gotta go fast.
What would you say for Q? I was gonna say
quiet
quartz.
Time.
I love quiet time.
Yeah.
You know, it's pretty good.
I'm at R.
You are.
I love raspberry flavored candies.
Really?
They're good.
Did you ever get those raspberry gummies?
Yeah, I love
Travis
them.
And I would get
like Gushers?
Huge bag. No, what? No, the little raspberries.
Are they like black and red?
They're just red. They're flat on the bottom and they kind of mound up. Anyway, raspberry. R, Q, R, S. Oh, no, that means you have T. S, I. Appreciate. What do I
you're spelling
for?
Something. S I. I was like, where's he going?
I. What do I love about S?
Oh my gosh.
S.
You are.
I love salted caramel ice cream.
Good. I love Thea.
No. After all that love I gave to K.
Yep. Thea. I love Thea.
Fuck you. You're a fucking bitch. U. I love.
You could say you and just point at me. You're thankful for you.
No. I was going to say Ulysses S. Grant, but we probably... Historically, he's probably bad.
I don't know.
You got to assume. You know. What are you doing?
So what did you say?
You. Uppercuts.
Yes. Almost like supercuts.
Okay. Now?
V. I'm thankful for very many things.
The Virginia election results? Me too.
Actually, yeah. True.
Work. UV.
Oh my god.
CDU. W. I'm thankful for the World Wide Web.
You love an internet.
Should I not say that?
You love it. I'm
Wario's backstory.
Have you
ever
read
his Wikipedia?
You're gonna say World.
Oh, Wikipedia.
I thought you were gonna say World of Warcraft.
No. I love Wario's backstory. And even more, I like Waluigi's backstory. That's a W also.
For X, I'm thankful for X-rated things.
Hell yeah.
How many videos do you think you have on your YouTube channel titled X-rated this, that,
probably
that?
Seven. I'm going to guess seven.
Okay.
So I'm what?
Why?
I'm thankful for
you. Say you and point
you
at me.
You listeners.
Yeah, good.
Yeah, there you go. Fuck.
I'm thankful for Z's. I love my sleep.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, what a fun experience of showing gratitude.
I can't believe we got all that for Thea.
Fuck. The fuck?
Do you think Thea was on all that?
Stop it. You do look like the The big ear.
Explain the corn to me from All That. I don't know it.
What was there to say?
All I know
it
is
it was a character in All That.
Who was the guy in the bathtub? Was he the corn or was he in a raincoat?
Are you talking about
the French guy?
Keenan?
Yeah.
Or Cal?
The one that's on Saturday Night Live now. He's like, I'm French in a bathtub.
I loved it. It was the origin of the Amanda Show, Amanda Bynes. She was on SNL before she had the Amanda Show.
It wasn't SNL. It was
I keep calling it SNL.
I mean, I think All That was a better version of SNL.
It was. It had a good theme song.
Sing it.
This is All That. Who sings it? Didn't
TLC just sing it? Didn't TLC sing All That? Isn't the T in TLC stands for Thea?
Okay, Corey, next game or question. Take me on your journey.
What is one of your favorite family traditions for Thanksgiving?
Tension in the household.
Why? Why is it tense?
The true tradition for my family during Thanksgiving is this unspoken tension of them being annoyed if I go see my dad's side of the family.
Wow.
So it's really calming to be home. Wow. It feels like visitation again. It's nice.
You should just go to jail. And then you put on the list who's visiting you.
Ooh.
And then that would really cause some tension.
The tables will turn.
Yes, they will.
No. Okay, cool.
Do you think, have you ever held a turkey? Like a
what?
One of the turkeys you're
going to put? That looked like when, you know the game we used to play at camp?
Rock the Baby?
Yeah.
Who played that at camp?
Were you not there when we would play Rock the, or Carry the Invisible Baby?
At Camp 17?
Yes.
No one played Carry the Invisible Baby.
We didn't play it with the children. We played it with the other counselors.
Carry the Invisible Baby.
Yes. And you would hold it around the campfire or something, and then you would say, here.
Oh.
And you have to catch it.
It's all coming
you
back.
You didn't catch it.
It's all coming
catch
back.
Catch it.
Well, the
thank God it's going slow motion. You have time. There you have it. This is called improv. You would never make it on.
You're the one who hates. You're the one who hates and. Yes, and.
I do love Yes, and.
If you loved Yes, and the way you love Yes, and, then you would have ran with Thea. You were the first to say no to Thea.
I gave Thea an out.
Thora.
I killed off Thea.
You think her name's Thora? Well, it's not. You've got a big thing coming.
No, okay. Anyway, Corey.
Now,
do you watch that stupid parade?
Never.
What's the deal
I've
with
never
that?
Watched the Macy's
I
Day
hate
parade.
It until they invite me to be on it. Then I'm going to love it.
Who wants to
it's
watch?
It's my true stance
oh,
on
I
everything.
Think maybe, I don't know. My mom sometimes puts it on. It seems like a lot of marching bands.
Seems like a lot of Charlie Brown inflatable.
I'd rather watch Snoopy. The inflatables than the marching bands. Oh, I watched one last year and it was like had like a bunch of singers that were like, up and coming, and they got to sing like a stanza from their hit song.
Not a stanza.
I think Daya was there last year.
Stanza for Daya?
She sang like, what was her song?
Do you think Daya's?
Pretty Hurts? You'll be pretty. What's that song?
Anyway.
By Carrie Hilson?
What?
Pretty Girl Rock. That's the song I was thinking
of. You shut up. Did you see that Ashanti came out with a new song?
No, she didn't.
That's something to be thankful for.
No, she didn't.
Yes.
Wow.
Not Aaliyah.
When all is said and done.
What? Are we done?
When was the last time you laughed so hard you cried?
Oh.
The thing about Thea.
Not Thea. Let me think.
So
it must have been with you.
I recently saw. Tell me what you think about this. What do you think about...
I feel
about,
like I'm on acid right now looking at you.
What do you think of a pumpkin used as a container for, like, Thanksgiving and, like, I saw...
You know what I love? Cornucopia.
I saw someone had carved a pumpkin, scooped it out, filled the pumpkin with salsa, and then, like, had people dipping chips and salsa out of the pumpkin.
Get a Tupperware.
Would you do
get
that?
Get a Rubbermaid. No.
But then part of me thought I had the same, like, reaction where I thought, no, never.
If you line it...
With saran wrap or tinfoil?
Something. It's got to be lined with something. Because
but what about when you
get gushy mushy?
What about when you use a watermelon for its own container? Like you use a watermelon half
because,
as the fruit bowl server.
Because that's fine.
Could you put other vegetables inside of the pumpkin?
Yeah, but nothing mushy.
I saw someone using...
That's
not only did I see someone...
You're not going to use watermelon to put salsa in? Queso?
Someone was using it for, like, to serve salsa out of. And a pumpkin soup.
No.
Mm. Pumpkin was the new bread bowl.
I don't... You know what? People need to learn a thing or two. Pumpkin seeds aren't good.
I love pumpkin seeds.
There was a pumpkin
as a bread bowl. They put the pumpkin soup back in the pumpkin, and then they sprinkled the toasted seeds on top of the pumpkin. So is a pumpkin the new bread bowl? That's a question for you.
Why don't we put a poll up on our Twitter?
We really.
And then we'll go from there.
We really, really will. What do you think is the biggest disaster you ever had in the kitchen?
Oh, girl. When we lived
in front of my salad.
Yeah, well, when we lived together.
In front of my salad?
The biggest disaster in the kitchen was probably the cabinets.
Remember when we caught that mouse on the counter?
Oh. No, not live.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
I must not have been there.
Yeah.
No.
It was screeching
the
up
biggest,
a storm.
The biggest what in the kitchen? Oh, my God.
Disaster in front of my salad.
I once dropped my pre-workout.
No.
Everywhere.
The whole dish?
The whole thing. And just powder everywhere. And I was just like, well, I just want to just... I don't even want to go to the gym. I don't want to do anything. And all I had was my broom. I don't even have a dust vac or something. And I thought, I
do you have a dust pan?
Yeah.
You know what's good for getting powder off the floor? A wet paper towel. Really scoops it right up.
Corey, this is not an advice episode. Save it.
It really scoops it right up. If you don't want to deal with a broom. I used to make Kool-Aid a lot at home.
Cool.
My mom would... Oh.
You did used to make a lot of Kool-Aid.
I love
that was
Kool-Aid.
The thing about you. I find
well,
that to be
my last
particular.
Name's cool. Felt very on brand.
Felt very on brand.
You're felt. This I'm more felt. Of like a neoprene. I'm kidding. I don't know. That's a word they use on Project
will you,
Runway.
Will you bring your husks a little bit forward? This is me hitting on you. Yeah, that makes you look like a Maleficent version.
Turn my husks into tusks.
No. Okay.
Well, that's it.
Thank God. Okay.
Is that what you're thankful for?
You know what? I'm truly thankful for everything.
What are you going to make this Thanksgiving?
I'm going to make do. They're just making do, okay?
I think we all
what are
really
you making?
Are. I think we all. I have to come up with something to take to a Thanksgiving potluck. Remember we had that seafood chowder at that one Thanksgiving at Scooter Booters?
Oh, that was a fun Thanksgiving.
Yeah, it was.
No, I'm going to make pasta salad. You know, I make a
Is that what
bomb-ass.
You take to Than's?
Yes, every year, and everyone clamors over it. The locals,
your
the
pasta
wilds.
Salad could use some banana peppers, and I'm just going to say that.
No kick. No kick for daddy. Not a single kick. Oh, my God. I was at a speaking event, and one of the questions that somebody submitted to the box, I pulled it out. It says, would daddy lie to baby?
No.
And the crowd was half
knew
confused
what was happening
and half screaming.
Would daddy
and,
lie to baby?
And I said, daddy would lie to baby, I think. Is that not the right answer?
I think if I recall, baby did lie to daddy.
Well, if baby lied to daddy, then it's reciprocal.
Well, Thea would never lie to either of those people.
Thank you for listening. Good luck with your lives. You can follow us on Twitter and you can enjoy the podcast.
We love a good review.
Okay, later.